Okay. Well, I wanted to make sure that we started this conference call by putting some basic information down so that we build a foundation, a proper foundation to what is to be expected from the program. I'm happy that we're doing this for the second annual. We had some great, great responses to the programs that we put together. Number one, we had the kickoff at the JCC. Then we had the Zumba event on the Friday night where we raised money. And remember, 100% of the funds are going directly to the Staten Island Slim Down. We raised about $2,500, just over $2,500. And we're going to probably need every last penny of it in order to make sure everything goes the way it's supposed to. We had it followed by the walk, where we had probably 150 or so people there, and then we had the movie where we had about 60 people there. So you can expect to continue to have those kind of events continue to be part of the Slim Down. As I was saying earlier to the people on the phone call before, that you want to make sure that you check the events page because there may be some changes. For instance, one of the changes that's going on now is that our ambassador, Fredo Dinton, who was the runner-up from The Biggest Loser Season 10, has volunteered his time to lead walks on Wednesdays at 8:30. So he's going to be there at the Mall Center Court Wednesdays at 8:30 and to lead a walk. So if anyone has that time available and you want to come down and hang out with Fredo, he's a great guy, has a great personality, and he's one of those people who makes you really feel comfortable to be around him. He's someone that you probably want to spend some time with. And also, he's really generous with sharing his story about losing 137 pounds in a very, very short period of time on The Biggest Loser. So you probably want to take advantage of that if you have the opportunity. And he'll be around to share his time throughout the program. Also, for any of the people who are entering as contestants, I know there's been some problems that have been that people have had with entering, uploading their picture onto our system. I want to say to make sure that you know that we're not going to be accepting any email pictures. So you got to get that done. And I know it's a challenge, and as a result of it being a challenge, we're actually going to be extending the time. The time is extended, so we're going to be extending it till the end of this week. So if you haven't had your picture up yet, you have until the end of this week to get it up there. And there's a tutorial. I actually updated the tutorial about how to get your contestant's picture up there. And the big problem is that the web browser that most people use in the Windows system is Internet Explorer, which, in my opinion, is one of the worst web browsers you can have. But again, that's my humble opinion. But for some reason or another, Internet Explorer does not read the form. So what I'm recommending for everyone to do is to download Firefox. And you can download Firefox at firefox.com. That's firefox.com. You can download and start using it as your web browser. And at that point in time, once you get it as your web browser, you shouldn't have a problem uploading the picture. We've gotten probably at this point in time about 140-some-odd pictures of people who are competing. And I also want to remind you that there are going to be three first prizes, or three categories, I should say. There's going to be a top female transformation, there'll be a top male transformation, and then also for the top 20 people who were finalists, well, actually the top 19 because we had one winner, the grand prize winner can't win again, but the top 19 people from last year are also going to be vying for the best returning finalist. And the prizes for each one of those is $1,000. And we're also going to have some cash prizes and hopefully some other cool stuff to give away for people who finish on the second and third, and we're working on that, and it will come to fruition. Hopefully what's going on is that if you're not sure of where to begin, that you've perused all of the information that's on the website. Now, you were sent out a code, and the code basically is a universal code that you can use up to this point in time, which you have a password and you have a username. So once you have that, that'll allow you to get into the website. And what I want to recommend that you do when you get that is that you go over to the Nutrition 101 video. So if you haven't done that yet, you definitely want to go to the Nutrition 101 video and take a look at that one, because that's going to be very, very important for you. That's pretty much the foundation. And then you probably want to look over some of the other stuff regarding the exercise, and there's some motivational pieces that are in there. And that will also be growing as we go through the whole process. Now, we started out with the first week, and we're going to be actually repeating the first week. So in actuality, if you have started the program, you're actually going to be getting a bonus week. And why is that? Well, we had a delay in getting the pictures up, but also many people, when they make the decision to get started, they actually don't start right away. Especially if they've gotten that information on a Sunday. Everyone wants to start on what day of the week. You know what day of the week that is. They want to start on Monday. So figuring that many people weren't going to get fully on the road, we decided we were going to extend the week, and it's going to fall right in place with when the program is going to end. Now, we had some really, really tremendous transformations that happened last year, and I'm hoping that we're going to get the same this year, even better. But we want to make sure that everyone goes into this whole process understanding a couple things. That if you have any medical conditions, you want to make sure that you get them checked out. So if you're starting the program and you have any medical conditions, you definitely want to see your medical professional. That is extremely, extremely important. So if you have any challenges before you come to the Fitness Surprise, I'm going to recommend that you see a physician and make sure that you're prepared for exercise. And when you come to them, you want to make sure that you exercise at a pace that's going to be proper for you. So how do you get the most out of this program? Well, there are seven things that are most pertinent to making sure that you get the results that are similar to some of the people who were finalists of last year. And it's really all about taking control. We're going to ask you to take control of some things that you probably have not been taking control of, which is why you may have ended up in the type of position that you're in right now, which is looking to see about creating a transformation. And that's not being, you know, pejorative towards where you are right now. It's just a fact. We all do that. I mean, me included. Everyone has a certain blind spot in their life, and they need some assistance with that. I believe it was Joe Frazier who said that at some given point in time, every one of us is like a blind man needing assistance to cross the street. And that's what this program is really all about. It's about allowing you to get the opportunity to get some assistance in crossing the street. So, again, we're talking about taking control. And what are we taking control of? We are taking control of seven things. The first of those things is mindset. If you look at these seven things, they're almost like a train car. And the mindset is the engine. Hardly anyone who's gone through this process has the increased physical capacity up front that has caused them to decide to make a change. It's not that you wake up one day and all of a sudden you have the ability to do it. If you started on Monday, your ability to do it on Sunday was probably the same. What changed is that you made a decision. And the key really is you have to continue to commit to that decision ongoing. Because the hardest part of the program, in my opinion, is not even the end. That you're all going to exercise, you're all going to change how you eat, you're all going to do all those things that will help to change your body. But the toughest part of the program, again, this is my opinion, is the first 21 days. Because in the first 21 days, what you're looking to do is to create a habit. And so as you start to create those habits, really what you're going to be doing is fighting what's familiar to you and what even may be your initial instincts. And the best way to make that happen is going to be being prepared. There's a saying that goes, if you leave it to chance, chances are you'll leave it. And that's all about taking control. You're not going to leave it to chance any longer. Meals are going to be prepared. Your exercise is going to be scheduled. You're going to make a decision on that ahead of time. You're going to be taking care of other things that may be getting in the way of the things that you need to do in order to be successful in the program. So the first thing you're going to be taking control of is that mindset, and it doesn't happen right away. It becomes a lot more instinctual after 21 days, and then hopefully as you keep going, that it becomes easier after 30 days, even easier after 60 days, even easier after 90 days, and hopefully even if you have a lapse at some point in your life, that you still have built the foundation that you can come back to at any given period of time. So the first thing is about taking care of that mindset. Then, number two is taking control of your nutrition. So we're not going to use the word diet. We're not going to talk about diet in this program. Really what we're talking about is nutrition plan. And we really want to make it a plan. So as we said, leave it to, not leaving it to chance, chances are you'll leave it. We really want to talk about that the fact is it's going to be part of your new process. So instead of making decisions whimsically, you want to make sure, as we the term we used before, that you're taking control of it, that you're taking control of it. So it's not going to be left to happenstance. I wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about the metabolic nutrition plan, which is what you want to follow in order for you to be successful as part of the process. You got to take your plate and you got to split it into three different sections. And in those sections, you want to make sure that you have a lean protein, and there's a list that you can find on the website regarding lean protein, of what the grade A lean proteins are. And then you want to also have what's referred to as a low glycemic starchy carbohydrate. So it's a low glycemic starchy carbohydrate. And then you also want to have a vegetable with a high regard on the green vegetables. Now you want to eat no less than four, preferably 5 to 6 and even 7 times a day. Now, many people hear that, they start thinking, like, why would I want to eat? Why would I want to do that? Because if I eat that way, I'm going to gain a lot of weight. And it's absolutely not. What happens in many cases when people go on diets is that they don't eat nearly enough. And when they don't eat enough, what happens is that you start to shut down the body's metabolism. And the body's metabolism is the rate in which you go through your calories. So when you start to slow that down by eating a tremendously reduced amount of calories, which will result in losing weight, but it induces the metabolism to start to slow down. So as you induce the metabolism to start to slow down, is as you start introducing larger amounts of calories back into your system, what happens is that you've now introduced what's called a caloric surplus. When you're eating less calories, what caused you to lose weight was a caloric deficit. You're eating less calories than your body needs, and your body started using body fat and potentially muscle in order for fuel, and then it resulted in you losing weight. But when you introduce a higher calorie content, it starts to do the reverse. Because your body wants to do three things. It either wants to, the energy you consume or the food you consume gets used for energy, it gets used for new tissue, or it gets excreted as waste. So the body wants to survive and it wants to maintain balance. So when you start shifting that balance off based upon eating substantially less, and then you return back to what many people would refer to as a maintenance program, the body maintains by holding on to some of that excess energy. And how does it hold on to the excess energy? It holds on to it as body fat. So that's one of the things that we want to make sure you do. And it's really, really important that you get this concept down, that you want to eat four, at a minimum four, preferably six metabolic meals at each sitting. Now, someone just sent in a question that says, I love snacking, especially salty snacks. What are some healthy snacks I can eat that still taste good? Well, I'm going to answer that question by saying they're right there on the website. Now, the key here is this. If you are accustomed to consuming salty snacks, then some of the weight that you may gain or retain is going to be based upon water retention. Because what happens is that accelerated sodium content is going to cause you to hold on to water weight. And obviously, you don't want that. So we want to make sure that what you eat is going to be balanced in terms of how much sodium that you have in its content, and that the starchy carbohydrates that you consume are going to be of high quality, and that the proteins you consume are going to be lean, and then also that you want to consume as much of micronutrient-filled vegetables as you possibly can. So that is sort of just the quick synopsis of the meal program or the nutrition program. So you want to follow that as best as you can. Now, in the beginning, it's very, very tough. Now, I know this may sound very counter to the people who came to the movie yesterday and learned about juicing. Now, I'm not a major proponent of juicing, not as a fast. I'm not a big proponent of the juice fast at all. But I do think the movie is credible, and I do think that there was a lot of benefit in showing it, and I do think that there is a major benefit to be had from juicing. I'm just not a major proponent of the juice fast, of drinking, you know, only juice for 30 or 60 days, or whatever it is that Joe Cross did. What you want to think about something is that when he did it primarily because he was looking to cure his illness. And, his weight loss was a byproduct of that. And, you know, after the 60 days, he went back to eating regular food, including juicing in his food. But I just definitely believe that juicing is a great way. I do it. It's a great way of getting some of the nutrition that you may not be able to get from consuming those tremendous amounts of fruits and vegetables that they put in for the one single drink. All right, so we've got that down. We have taken control of the mindset. We have taken control of the nutrition plan. Next is how much water you're going to drink. So important. And the easiest way to calculate this is going to be to take your body weight, divide it by 2, and then you want to drink that number in ounces. So let's say that you weigh 200 pounds, just to make a simple number. You're going to divide it by 2. That's going to give you 100. And then you're going to drink 100 ounces of water. And that's a day. Now, if you're only drinking 16 ounces of water, 8 ounces of water, or 6 ounces of water a day, this is going to be a big, big struggle for you. So I'm not saying that you have to force all the water down no matter what, especially if you're not accustomed to drinking water. What we want you to do up front is just to drink more than what you're drinking now. Because if you're drinking only 16, you can double that and get to 32, because that's not going to be that much of a difference. If you're drinking 32, you can get to 48. If you're drinking 48, you can get to 64. Whatever's going to be appropriate for you. And this is something that you have to becomes an acquired taste for some people who are unaccustomed to drinking water. And what happens for most people who are not accustomed to drinking water, it's probably because you're drinking a lot of sugar. There are many people who have been in this program that I've coached directly and have been clients who have been hampered by body fat primarily because of sugar imbalances. Now, just want to give you a very, very brief synopsis on how the whole sugar thing works. And I have a video that I produced that really goes much more into nutrition, and it actually has some visuals, but I'm going to try to do this verbally. Anytime you consume any type of sugar, especially simple sugar, and simple sugar is something that is just very, very sweet when you taste it. Simple sugar is probably the quickest form of energy that your body can absorb. Why? Because the molecules are so small. They get absorbed into your system, they go into your bloodstream, and they raise your blood sugar. So because they're broken down and utilized so quickly, as they get swept into the system and utilized for energy, there is a hormone called insulin that helps with that process. What the insulin does is that it sweeps the blood sugar from your circulatory system into your muscles and to your liver, where it's either used for energy and or it is stored. So the insulin has an overcompensatory value or function. So after you go into having too much sugar or hypoglycemia, it's very common for you to go into low blood sugar or hypoglycemia. And what happens as a result of that is that you have a sugar rush, and then you have a sugar crash. That's right, you have a sugar rush, and then you have the sugar crash. It's probably like around 2:30 in the afternoon. Many people know what I'm talking about. After lunch, you start to feel sluggish. You start to feel cloudy. Your head starts to feel heavy, and your thinking is really, really thick. Then what happens is that you get the idea that you want to eat something to help to boost that energy. And in general, what is that? Believe it or not, it's simple sugar. So this whole process keeps you craving sugar over and over again, which leads to a few things. Number one, it keeps you consuming more sugar, more empty calories. The other thing is that it keeps you in a sugar addictive state. Number three, and this is the worst of it all, is that the pancreas excretes insulin, but it also excretes a hormone called glucagon. Now, what's glucagon? Glucagon's responsibility is to assist in extracting fat from the fat cells. Now, when the pancreas is secreting an abundance of insulin, guess what? It's not secreting any glucagon. So just having the sugar in and of itself actually deters your body from losing body fat. So it's a major, major, major challenge. So one of the things that you want to do is that you want to start limiting your consumption of simple sugar. And believe it or not, fruit is in that category as well. And I'm not trying to say that you should not consume fruit. I'm not trying to say that at all. I'm not trying to say that there's no benefit to fruit. I'm just saying that for the purpose of this process, if losing excess body fat is your goal, it's best for you to make the decision to consume more vegetables than fruit. And I know that some of you are hurt right now because you're hearing, like, how can I get, if I can't eat, junk food, then I got to be able to eat something sweet. And that's an exemplification of your sugar addiction, if that's what you're feeling right now. So we want to help you to break that. And in the beginning, it's going to be very, very difficult. But there's a day we call Free Day, Fun Food Day. My friend Tony calls it Fat Sunday, where you take that one particular day of the week. I prefer Sunday because Sunday is usually a kickback day for me and for most people. And when you have that day, all bets are off. So if you decide that you want to have ice cream, if you decide you want to have cake, if you decide that there's something that you, if you decide that you have to have pasta or you have to have pizza, whatever it is that you enjoy, you do it on that day. And what it basically does is that it breaks up the potential monotony of eating, what we refer to as eating clean from promotion of the program. And then what it also does, believe it or not, that having that day of high-caloric meals will actually assist you to lose additional body fat because there's a metabolic response to that, but I don't want to go into right now, but there's actually a benefit to doing that. All right, so we have mindset. We have our nutrition. We went a little bit further into that. Then we have water. Then we also have exercise. So there's two types of exercise. We have strength training or resistance exercise, and then we have cardio training. Let's talk about the resistance exercise part first. It's so common to hear about people who lose weight primarily from cardio exercise. And I'm not against it because obviously it has some efficacy. But resistance training has shown in the long term to be the best form of exercise in order to lose body fat and to help with body shaping long term. And here's just a very short summation as to why. Muscles are metabolically active tissue, which means that they utilize calories for energy, primarily body fat. So the development of some, and I'm not talking about walking around with 19-inch biceps, ladies. That's not going to happen. You're not going to work hard enough to get that anyway. And then also, women are not hormonally based to have that kind of muscle. Now, you may say, well, I've seen women on television that have those bulging muscles. Well, those women are on steroids. So unless you're planning on taking steroids, you're not going to have that problem. But what you're going to need to do is to perform some level of strength training. And, again, it's in order for you to develop some muscle. Now, you're not talking about a crazy amount of muscle, but we're talking about some muscle, and what that's going to do is that that's going to give your body shape. So when we talk about tone, basically when we talk about tone, we're talking about having some muscle tissue and less body fat. So some muscle tissue and less body fat. And that's what we're looking for. So you have to perform some level of strength training. And in the beginning, you'll find that the strength training is not so bad. It's not so bad at all. It'll get more intense in later on in the program, but we're not going to jump the gun. We're going to introduce you to some strength training in the beginning, nothing that you cannot do, and then you're going to slowly but surely build up to it. And then we'll be able to, to manage every step of the way. All right? Someone just emailed the question about water. It said, I just found Sobe water. I think it can get me to drink water instead of soda. Your feelings about Sobe water? And by the way, 3 days, no soda. Yay. Okay. Well, the challenge with some of those waters is, as I was saying before, it's sugar. And the sugar is going to have that kind of fat retention response in whatever form that you consume it. But, again, we're not necessarily looking for you to be perfect. What we're looking for you to do is for you to improve. So if those vitamin water drinks are you going to be your pathway from going to drink soda to eventually water, then I say that you have to do what's going to be best for you. However, I'm going to still recommend that you do drink some water. I'm definitely going to recommend that you still drink some water. That's going to be important because, again, the water is going to be able to help you with your body fat loss, clear up your skin, make sure you regulate your blood sugar. There's going to be a bunch of major benefits that you're going to be able to get from drinking the water. So if Sobey is the answer for now until you get to that point, then great, right? But you still got to get to that water. And resistance training, as I said before, the first sets of exercises, if those of you have done them, and hopefully that you have, they're pretty simple, and they're pretty manageable. And what you're going to do with them is you're going to do the best that you can. I know someone asked before, are you going to put some videos on the website demonstrating the exercises? Yeah, later on there definitely will be some. Up front, for the first week, there are none. And it's primarily because they're just haven't done them yet. It gets more simple than that. I just didn't do them. Because I think that the report does a pretty good job of explaining what they are. And they're fairly simple exercises. I mean, it's only squats, good mornings, push-ups on your knees. If you can't do them on your knees, you can do them on the wall. Rows, and the rows you're going to do bent over. There's a pretty good illustration of that there. The shoulder press. And again, if you don't have a band or if you don't have barbells, then you can do them with water jugs or do them with soup cans. And then the curls are the same thing. And then there's the plank. So you can see that we have, you know, pretty simple exercises. And there's only, let me count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. And it's going to take you just a very, very short period of time to do them. And you're only doing them on non-consecutive days. You're doing them Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And you're doing for two to three rotations, so it's 12 repetitions of each, or 60 seconds, whatever you deem is going to be compatible to your capacity. You're going to do them 2 to 3 times, and it's going to be that simple. And it's not a big deal. So you're not doing anything like exotic at this point in time. This is all very, very manageable stuff, and it's going to serve you well. Because not only are you going to be building muscle tissue, especially for the women, you're going to be building bone. Because the best way to start building bone tissue, and for any women who are in the mature age group, that's a major challenge that many women start to have postmenopausal. So if you're not doing it now, this is a great opportunity to start. Very, very important, especially for the long term. And next is going to be cardio exercise. And I know that you've probably heard about people who have been losing weight by doing tons of cardio. It's cliche to hear the person saying, well, I was on the treadmill for an hour, I was on the Stairmaster for an hour, or I was riding a bike for an hour and a half, I went out for, you know, a two-hour walk. We're not going to be doing that much cardio. We're just not. Because to be honest with you, it's not necessary. Not necessary, especially in the beginning. That's why it's only 20 to 30 minutes at a manageable pace for the first week. Again, you're going to be repeating that week this week if you didn't do it yet. If you did it last week, you're going to be doing it again. 20 to 30 minutes, very, 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 very manageable. Now, for pretty much, I'm sure, for anyone on this call, this whole process is going to be a possibility for you. There's going to be really no reason for you not to be able to do it, because the whole thing is only going to take you between 20 to 30 minutes on 6 days of the week. And I'm sure that any of us can find 20 to 30 minutes 6 days a week in order to do it. And if you can't, you should. So we're making this a no-excuse program, especially in the beginning, because that whole process is manageable. And again, you will, as you see, as you progress through the whole program, you will not need to do tons and tons of cardio exercise. So what type of cardio exercise should you perform? That's a great question. And I don't have an answer for you, because this is an answer that you probably will have on your own. And the question I will ask you, and you will answer, which will determine what type of cardiovascular exercise you'll perform, is what do you enjoy? If you enjoy walking, I recommend you do that. If you enjoy biking, I recommend you do that. If you enjoy swimming, I recommend you do that. If the stationary bike works for you, then fine. Then go down to the basement, take your coat off that stationary bike or elliptical machine or treadmill, whatever that you have. Now's the time to dust it off and start using it. And again, you're only going to go at a moderate pace for 20 to 30 minutes. So once again, I know that you can find the time to do that. So to repeat what we've done already, we have mindset, and we'll go over a couple things before we get off the phone regarding that. We have mindset, we have nutrition, and then we have water, then we have resistance training, and then we also have cardiovascular training. So we're taking control over those things. Next, we have our flexibility, and the flexibility part is going to be pretty, pretty simple. We don't, for those of you who love yoga, if you're doing that, that's great. You don't have to turn into like a tantric yogi instructor in order for this to happen. You just want to make sure that you're doing some level of stretches in order to maintain the range of motion for your limbs. It doesn't have to be crazy. And you want to do that. The choice is yours. Most people will end up doing it before they exercise. Some people prefer to do it after the exercise. In this case, it matters not. It's whatever your preference is. So there's no big deal with that one. The last thing that we want to make sure that you take control of is your rest and relaxation. When people are looking to make changes, we usually have a couple of challenges. Number one, most people will rest too much and not do enough. And then there are some that do too much and don't rest enough. So we want to find a balanced ground in that one, meaning that your rest is going to be of vital importance during this program. Why is that? It's primarily because the systemic changes that will assist you to start to change your body positively do not happen when you're exercising. They happen when you are resting. So we have a premium on rest. If you are not getting at least 7 to 8 hours a day, then you're going to be very challenged. And I can jump in some of your heads and hear the conversations going on. Well, he doesn't know what my schedule is. He doesn't know that I have this responsibility. I have that responsibility. Once again, the mandate is to do what? Is to improve. If during the next 10 weeks that you have to stop watching as much television, I recommend that you do that. If during the next 10 weeks you may not be able to spend a lot of time on the phone with some of the people who occupy some of your time, I want to recommend that you do that. For the next 10 weeks, if there are things that you know that are interfering with your rest and recovery, I recommend that you find a way to either manage them or to eliminate them. Why? Because they're creating an environment that's detrimental to your health. And I can't be any more frank than that, because what we want to do as part of this whole process, and something that's going to get, I guarantee, is going to help to improve your health, help to maintain your body fat, and help to improve your life in general, is that we want to make sure that you decide to take control of your stress level. That's right. We want to make sure that you take control of your stress level. There was a young lady who was walking at the mall, and I somewhat jokingly said to her, get off the phone, that she was walking at the mall and she was still on the phone talking with someone. Now, the purpose of the mall walk is not just to get you to go out and be active, even though it's a big part of it. It's an opportunity for you to start formulating relationships with people who are going to be supportive to you. But the bottom line is this, is that your exercise is your time. Your rest and recovery is going to be your time. And I found that through the Slim Down and then also through the follow-up program, the Elite Team Training, is that there are many people who are giving up their time unnecessarily at the sacrifice of taking care of themselves. So I'm not trying to tell you that, oh, here's your blanket to start neglecting your family, but you have my permission. You can inform your family that for the next 10 weeks, and probably going beyond, that you're going to be taking a bit better care of yourself. And so you want to make that a priority in your life too, because what's going to happen is that as you start to exercise and you start allowing yourself to have better nutrition, that you're going to be able to to improve the energy and the mindset that you bring to various parts of your life. And that's the biggest part. Because for the contestants who are looking to win, we're not looking to necessarily have the best body, even though physical change is a big part of the transformation. What we're looking for is the most inspirational transformation. So we want to find out, how did adopting healthy lifestyle practices positively change your life? That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for. Someone just emailed a question that said, I am nervous to join your boot camp because I am still heavy and just starting. I am thinking I should wait until I get healthier. Well, that's almost like saying, you know, I'm going to start school when I learn how to read. It's really like you start school in order to learn how to read and improve. And I don't want to turn this into a commercial. I just want to make sure I answer the questions that people asked during the call. And my boot camp, I call it boot camp pretty much because that's a catchphrase that most people are familiar with. But my boot camp is for people at all fitness levels. So I have people who are coming who are relatively experienced exercisers, many of them who have gotten their experience by making boot camp part of their health and exercise plan, as well as people who are beginners. So you can come to my camp and you'll see people of all ages, genders, shapes, and sizes, because we have a very supportive, non-competitive atmosphere. And I pride myself on having that. So it's no one gets left behind. It's probably the most supportive exercise atmosphere that you'll ever experience. So I'm not trying to push this on you by any means. I just want to respond to the question. But when you say, I'm thinking I should wait until I get healthier, no, because the way to get healthier is to get into action. And as you start to get healthier, then you'll be able to perform more. So whether it's my group or obviously following the Slim Down program, you shouldn't wait at all. You shouldn't wait at all. You want to make sure what you're doing is appropriate for you and that you're physically up to it, and that if you need medical clearance, that you get that, and you can get started on whatever is going to work for you. All right? So the key to this whole thing is we have seven parts. We have mindset. We have nutrition. We have water consumption. We have resistance training. We have cardiovascular exercise. Then we have flexibility or range of motion, and number seven is rest and recovery. Here is the magic formula for getting the most out of this process. The magic formula for getting the most out of this process. And that is fusion. Fusion. The fusion is, how can I take control of each one of these seven things at the same time? Because, again, it's all about accessing your power to take control over those things that most highly affect your health, fitness, and wellness. How do I take control of those things at the seven time? And, again, that goes back to one of the statements I said earlier. You leave it to chance, chances are you'll leave it. It's really all about not just dedication, motivation, inspiration, but what? Preparation. Is that, here's a classic example. One of the things that I was doing in, before I became a full-time trainer, which was over 10 years ago, I had a job where I was in charge of Staten Island, Brooklyn territory for a major bank, and had to be in my car almost all day, traveling from one part of the island, one part of Brooklyn, all over Brooklyn. And what I did was I started carrying my own meals with me. And also I started utilizing different types of protein shakes, and always had water with me, and also found out where the best bathrooms you could find in Staten Island and in Brooklyn are. And I'll give you a little hint too. If you ever have to go to the bathroom and in New York City, go to a hotel. You can walk in and out. No one's going to ever say anything to you, especially when you're drinking a lot of water. Sometimes you got to go to the bathroom really, really quickly. And, you know, you're worried about public bathrooms. Go to a hotel. They're always clean. They're always available. But that was part of my whole process of being prepared, that I had, knew that I couldn't necessarily control where I was going to purchase food from during the day, so I just ended up bringing it with me. Someone asked a question, how do you feel about 501 90-calorie brownies as a snack? I don't think it is the best, personally, because of the sugar, but we want to look at it like this. It's not about being perfect. It's about being better. So if you were consuming Snicker bars before that, and now you want to do the 501 bar, which does have fiber in it, and is portable and a benefit to you, then I say have at it. Does it supplement against a metabolic meal? I'd probably say no. I'd prefer to have you have a metabolic meal, and or if not a metabolic meal, to have a protein shake that you can have with you. But in the meantime, if that's accessible to you and it's portable and it's better than what you've been doing up to this point in time, I say absolutely have at it. So as I was saying before about getting the synergy, how do I take control of these seven things? And I'm going to leave you with a couple of things that you probably want to do in order to help move this along, and maybe we'll open up the line for questions as well. It's really all about being able to start to reprogram yourself. I love the statement that Jamin Mendelsohn did, who was the producer from Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, what she said about the website being called Join the Reboot, because a big part of being successful for the Staten Island Slim Down is to get a mental and emotional reboot. Number one, because many people find themselves in a challenge with having to lose excess body fat, excess weight, it's based on emotional derivatives. We know that. But taking control is really all about flicking that switch and say that I'm in control of my emotions. It's also a mental reboot, because you can say, well, I'm in control of my thoughts. And really, you're not totally in control of your thoughts. You really can't control the thoughts that come into your head, but you are able to control the thoughts that you embrace. And that's really the key, is that you want to make sure that you are in control of the thoughts that you focus on, so that when negative thoughts start to come into your head or into your environment, into your atmosphere, that you're fortified enough that you can deal with them, so that you have enough wherewithal for you to come past them and to start doing on a regular basis what it is that you know you need to do in order to be successful. So it's really all about taking control. And there's three pieces of homework that I want you to do. You don't have to share this with me. You don't have to share this with anyone. The first thing is do what I call this, it's see it and say it. So that's two things. See it is to find the picture that moves you. It could be what you used to look like. It could be that you want to have, Demi Moore's body, or I don't know, whoever it is that causes and stirs some positive emotions for you. Or you can even take a picture that moves you away. So a picture that stirs negative emotions for you. But the most important thing is that it stirs some emotions. It could be a picture of you at your heaviest, if you feel that your personality is one that wants to stay away from that. Or it could be a picture at you when you look your best. That's a picture that motivates you to act towards. You can choose either one. Either one. You want to take that picture. You want to have at least two copies of it. You want to have one on the refrigerator. That's right. You want to put one on the refrigerator. Number two, you want to have one that you can carry on your person at all times. Because during the 10 weeks, you're going to consistently and persistently be challenged, and you need what's referred to as a visual anchor to remind you as to what you're doing, because there are going to be times where you're going to say, well, I'll just falter for this moment. That's when you bring out your visual anchor, your picture. That's going to help to refocus you, reboot you into understanding what this is all about. Because if we go back to your daily life, you're going to be distracted. So you want to have something that you can focus from your distraction. And then you want to have a statement. So you have your see it. Your statement is going to be your say it. And you want to come up with something that is going to be meaningful to you. It doesn't have to be meaningful to anyone else, but something that you can say to yourself that's going to remind you as to where you are and what you're doing. And I've heard over the years, I've heard some great ones. I've heard someone say that my health is more important than ... She had to travel. She was always going out to eat. And when she had to change her eating, it was very, very challenging to her. So her mantra or her auditory anchor was, my health, my body is more important than ... That beer, that steak tartare, that second plate of food, whatever it was. Again, auditory anchor. Mine is, I believe, I have a pendant that I wear, you know, pretty much all the time, and it says two words on it. It says, I believe. So anytime that I feel challenged, I refer back to that statement. You're going to create one for yourself so that you have your own auditory anchor. So it'll be something that you can refer to. And if you really want extra credit, you can get a kinesthetic anchor. Some of you may have had kinesthetic anchors. If you came to the kickoff, you got your orange slim down band. So when you need something to refer to remind you as to what you're doing, you're going to hold that pull, that slim down band, and that's going to be your kinesthetic anchor. But I definitely would like for you to do the auditory anchor and the kinesthetic anchor. And here is your other piece of homework. And this is going to be very difficult. And I know there may be one or two people on the line right now who have actually done this already. It's the mirror assignment. You're going to stand in front of the mirror. Hopefully you have a full-length mirror. Totally in your birthday suit. And you're going to look at yourself in your eyes in the mirror and say that you love your body. Very, very cathartic experience. And I've had some clients in the past who said, well, I can't say it because I don't love my body. Well, here's the key. I want to make sure if you walk away with anything from this tonight, you walk away with this. Many people will say, I will love my body when I change it. And it's actually the reverse. The key really is that you love your body so much that you decide to change it. And you have to look at this in an unconditional manner. Unconditional manner. Because a big part of being successful, depending upon where you are, and you'll learn about this later on as we go through the whole process, is forgiveness. Forgiving other people who've caused challenges to you, who may have affected your emotions, where you've allowed yourself to get to this point, and also to forgive yourself for having allowed to get to that point. It is huge, 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 huge. Now, you can do this at any period of time, and as a matter of fact, we're probably moving, you know, a little bit ahead of this, but the quicker that you can get past that part, the better you're going to be putting yourself into a process of being successful in this next 10 weeks, which is incredibly important because really, that is what it's all about. We don't want you to just come out of this whole program just looking good or even looking good and feeling good. We want you to get out of it looking good, feeling good, and being good. And that if you take the journey, and I'm going to ask you to take it and to play full out, that I can guarantee you that in a very, very short period of time, that you'll be looking at yourself and saying, I can't believe what I did, and that I can't believe that I didn't do it sooner. So what I want to do at this point in time is I want to open up the line. So if anyone, so we do have a few minutes since we started late, we want to spend maybe 4 or 5 minutes. If anyone has any questions, you can unmute yourself by hitting *6. Unmute yourself by hitting *6 and ask a question if you'd like to do so. If there are no questions, then I'll call it good night. Is there anyone out there who wants to ask a direct question? I think someone did. Anyone else who wants to ask a question?
Hey, Tony, it's Lorraine.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. I just want to say that I'm sitting in the car here listening to you, and I'm in tears. There is no one in my life that has affected me like you have. What you have given up last year and again this year is incredible. And there are no words to thank you for what you're doing for us and for everyone that's participating. You are the best. You are the best. That's all I can say.
Lorraine, I thank you for those words. I know that she was breaking up a little bit, but she was just being extremely thankful for everything associated with the program and all the changes that people have made. So I want to thank you for those words. I appreciate that.
I really do. I have to mirror her sentiments. I think that you're amazing.
Well, I thank you for that. I appreciate that. Those are very meaningful words for me. I appreciate it. Does anyone else have a question or statement?
I'm Judy Levin, and I do have a statement. Mm-hmm. I guess mm-hmm. I want to reiterate what she said, because I can't thank you enough. I thought you were terrific tonight. I've learned an awful lot, and I am extremely motivated and excited. I want to thank you for your time. It was terrific.
Thank you.
Tony, I just don't know. This is Patty again. I just don't know if you realize just what a difference you're going to make in our lives in the next 10 weeks. You know, us newbies in the program. It's just.
I agree.
Yeah.
But thank you for that. And you know what? This is just the beginning because as you go through the process and you see people who have gone through the process and you hear stories about the benefits that they've gotten, it's really a humbling situation and actually an awesome thing to be a part of it, because you know the Slim Down has really changed a lot of people, and I do respect the ripple effect. I do respect the ripple effect because I think that that you know it's all about paying forward in this thing, is that hopefully you'll get the best out of it and that you'll be able to share what you have and your energy and your positive outlook with other people in your lives, and that everything will move forward organically. I'm going to share. Someone just emailed something. I think it's worth sharing. Not really a question, but a comment, and I didn't want to speak out loud at this time. Almost daily, I think, why did I waste the best years of my life being fat and out of shape? I wish that feeling would go away, and I'm hoping it will once I get to the point I want to be. That's a very good question, and I know there's many people who have wrestled with it. And you know, as I reach different sets of maturity, I feel somewhat similar too, because I got into this in the business at a later age. And I'm thankful for that now as I look back on it, because maturity has made things a lot more clear. The key is to not wait. You know, I understand that you may be wishing that feeling would go away, and at some point in time, hopefully within the next 10 weeks, that you'll see it differently. The more you stay involved in the program, I think the more likely you're going to have that kind of feeling. But I'm hoping it will go away once I reach that point. You have to make that decision right now. And again, I think the mirror exercise will be cathartic. It will be a cathartic experience, because as you start to understand that you can't go back, you know, and if you could, and all you have is right now, and that if you utilize right now to the best of your ability, that's the only way that you can start to effectuate change. And if you can forgive yourself and start to forgive other people as a matter of habit, that a lot of things are going to open up for you. A lot of things are going to open up for you. Any other questions, statements?
Tony, it's Lorraine. I just want to say thanks to the ladies that put the group on together on Friday night. We had a really good time.
Awesome. So what I'm going to do at this time is I'm going to bring the call to an end. Hopefully by tomorrow morning, this call is going to be available online, because we did have some problems today, unfortunately. So I had to change the number at the last minute from the company, and I didn't realize it. But as we said, all of these things are going to be available to listen to again. So you can go back. It's going to be on the Success Tools page. It'll be on the Success Tools page. You can download it to your computer and hopefully put on your iPod, and then you can listen to it then. All right? So thank you for your time. Thank you for your energy. Remember, we have those programs coming up. We have the Walk with Fredo on Wednesday. We have the Mall Walk on Sunday, and then we have our first fitness surprise at CSI next Monday night. I hope that you're all there. In the meantime, I want to wish you God bless, and also always remember to put your heart and soul in your goal.
Hey, Tony, the Walk with Fredo is on the website?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Tony,
good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's okay.